Tankless water heater operation, maintenance, and descaling. How a gas tankless on-demand heater senses flow and modulates to hold an outlet temperature, why scale is its number one enemy, and the step-by-step descaling flush, plus the flow, temperature rise, and cold water sandwich gotchas techs hit. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. A tankless on-demand water heater has no storage tank. Water runs through a heat exchanger only while a hot tap is open, and a burner or electric elements heats it on the fly. Open the faucet, it fires. Close the faucet, it shuts off. The payoff is endless hot water and no standby loss. The catch is that everything happens in real time, so flow rate and temperature rise are the whole game, and mineral scale in that heat exchanger will choke it. This covers gas condensing slash non-condensing tankless units, which are by far the most common in service work. Whole home electric tankless exists, but draws enormous amperage and is less common. How it works? When you open a hot tap, water starts moving through the unit. A flow sensor, a little turbine slash paddle wheel, detects the flow and tells the control board to start. The board needs a minimum flow rate to fire, typically around 0.4 to 0.6 GPM. Below that, it won't light, which is why a trickle at the faucet stays cold. Once it's firing, the board watches an inlet thermistor incoming water temp and an outlet thermistor leading water temp, and modulates the gas valve and combustion blower to hold the set point. If you open a second tap and flow doubles, it ramps the burner up. If incoming water is freezing in January, it ramps up to hold the same outlet temp at a lower total flow. The unit is constantly trading flow vs rise. It can only add so many BTUs per minute, so the colder the inlet, the lower the gallons per minute it can deliver at your target temperature. Condensing tankless units add a secondary heat exchanger that pulls extra heat out of the flue gas, which is why they vent in plastic and make acidic condensate that needs a drain and often a neutralizer, same as a condensing furnace. In the field, descaling slash flushing is the single most valuable thing you do to a tankless, and on hard water it's an annual job. Scale calcium carbonate builds inside the heat exchanger, insulates it, restricts flow, and eventually triggers fault codes or destroys the exchanger. Most units have a maintenance reminder for a reason. The flush, on a unit with isolation slash service valves installed, shut off the gas or kill power, close the hot and cold isolation valves to the house, connect a pump and a bucket to the service valve ports, discharge hose on one, return hose on the other, both into a 4 to 5 gallon bucket of descaling solution. Circulate descaler white vinegar or commercial food safe descaling solution through the heat exchanger for 45 to 60 minutes. The pump pushes solution up through the exchanger and back to the bucket. Vinegar is cheap and food safe. Commercial descalers work faster. Drain and flush the solution out. Then close the descaler ports and run clean water through the unit. Open the isolation valves. Run a hot tap for several minutes to rinse all the acid out. Clean the cold water inlet screen slash filter. Scale and debris collect there and restrict flow. Restore gas slash power. Confirm it fires and holds temperature. If the unit has no isolation valves, the homeowner skipped the install kit. Recommend adding the service valves so future flushes take 10 minutes instead of a plumbing teardown. Normal values and targets. Minimum activation flow, roughly 0.4 to 0.6 GPM, varies by model. Below it, the unit won't fire. Rated capacity, sold by GPM at a given rise, about 199,000 BTU per hour. Residential unit delivers roughly 5 to 7 GPM at a 45 degrees rise, but only about 3 to 4 GPM at a 70 degrees rise cold winter inlet. Always size by rise, not just GPM. Temperature rise math. GPM times 8.33 times rise degrees times about 1.0 equals BTU per hour needed. Divide unit input times efficiency by that to get deliverable GPM at a given rise. Descaling interval, annually on hard water 7 grains slash gal, every 2 to 3 years on soft water. Set point, commonly 120 degrees. Many units cap user adjustment and use a remote controller. Common faults and what they mean. Hot tap runs cold at low flow, below minimum activation flow. Aerator clogged, low flow fixture, or a partially closed valve. The unit literally can't sense enough flow to fire. Lukewarm or fluctuating temperature, error codes. Scaled heat exchanger restricting flow and heat transfer. The scale it. Persistent scale faults after a flush mean it's badly scaled or the exchanger is damaged. Cold water sandwich. Hot, then a slug of cold, then hot again when you cycle a tap quickly. It's the water that's sat in the exchanger slash lines cooling off between draws, inherent to tankless. A small buffer tank or recirculation smooths it out. It's not a fault. Ignition slash flame faults on a gas unit. Gas supply too small. Tankless needs a big gas line and enough meter capacity. Blocked vent slash intake or combustion problem. Undersized gas piping is a top install miss. These units demand high BTU input. No hot water at all. Error on display. Read the fault code. Common. Flame failure. Flow sensor. Overheat often scale or vent slash condensate blockage on condensing models. Tech tips and gotchas. Gas sizing kills more tankless installs than anything. A 199 kBTU per hour unit can starve a 1/2 gas line or overload a small meter. Verify the pipe size and meter capacity against the input before you ever blame the unit for ignition faults. Gale is the silent killer. A homeowner who's never flushed a 5-year-old tankless on well water probably has a partially blocked exchanger. Flushing can bring a struggling unit back. Let it go too long and you're replacing the exchanger or the whole unit. The cold water sandwich is a customer education issue, not a repair. Explain it. If they hate it, recommend a recirc system or a small buffer tank. Don't forget the condensate on condensing models. It's acidic, needs a trap drain, and often a neutralizer. A frozen or plugged condensate line will fault the unit in winter. Always install isolation service valves if they're not there. It's the difference between a quick annual flush and a miserable one. Safety slash code notes. Gas tankless units or fuel burning appliances. Venting per the listing and fuel gas code. The fuel gas code section 503. Adequate combustion air and proper gas pipe sizing per the fuel gas code sizing provisions. Their high input makes pipe sizing critical. Condensing models discharge acidic condensate. Trap, drain to an approved point and neutralize where it'll contact vulnerable materials. The mechanical code section 307 for condensate. A T&P relief valve is still required on most tankless installations per the listing, and plumbing code IPC water heater provisions. Don't assume no tank means no relief. Use only food-safe descaling solution, white vinegar, or a product listed for potable systems. Rinse thoroughly so no descaler remains in the potable water before returning to service.